Tango Tango Papa 1870, September 21st, 2014.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from home. So I made it home late last night, and so I'm going to be home for a few days' time off on Wednesday. Wednesday morning, to be precise. I have the first of two dental appointments, so-called deep cleaning dental appointments. I don't know. They're going to do half of my mouth. Now, they didn't really say if they're going to do the upper half or the lower half, or if they're going to do the left side or the right side. But I've got two appointments. So the one on the 24th at 9 a.m. And then whenever I come home again the next time, got another appointment. So something tells me that's probably not going to be pleasant afterwards. My gums are probably going to be really sore for a couple of days. I don't know. I've done some reading online, and some people said that it wasn't so bad, but it's hard to say. So it's going to be, I expect it's going to be somewhat unpleasant, for a few days. So, it's just one of those things that has to be done. If I want to, do everything I can to not end up with false teeth, then it's just one of those things that I need to do. Just kind of bite the bullet and do it and go from there. So, oh well. So anyway, since I've been home, I've been messing with this desktop computer that I have. It's a Compaq computer. HP bought Compaq, and then I don't know if they still retain that brand name or not. So in any case, when I was home the last time, I installed an SSD drive into it, or I attempted to. And then I come to find out the backup wouldn't work. The backup disks that I had originally created, that the system prompted me to create when I first bought the computer several years ago. It turned out that one of the disks was either bad or had gone bad in between times. And so I found a company. It turned out they were located in Versailles, Kentucky, that sells those things. HP doesn't, they stop selling stuff after a couple of years. But this company kind of still sells that stuff. It's a computer company, some sort of a computer repair shop, but they're sort of doing this on the side. And luckily for me, they had exactly the discs, the three discs that I was looking for. And so I bought them, and for a nominal fee. Wasn't bad. And then I don't remember exactly, I think it was $29 or something. And so got those, and they worked perfectly. Restoring, it was a kind of a lengthy process that the machine, kind of HP takes you through, or Compaq or whoever takes you through. It required a jillion reboots, and then after that, I decided, I would go ahead and install all the Windows Vista updates, and that took a long time, too. There were a lot of updates. Now, fortunately, of course, since all this is running now on an SSD drive, the reboot process is pretty fast. So if it was regular Windows Vista, it would take forever. But since this is, you know, it's on a running on an SSD drive, it actually reboots pretty quick, and you know, so it, you know, it's just, it was just kind of a painful process, continuing to, you know, check for new updates. And they don't give you, Microsoft doesn't give you all the updates at once. They give you so many, and then you, you know, it installs all those, and then you have to check for software updates again. And, you know, and I must have done that 5, 6, 7, 8 times before it finally said, hey, there are no new, you're current. There are no new updates. And of course, whenever I come home again, that will change. There are always new updates that are coming. So, I don't know. I'm kind of, it's interesting. Now, right now I'm recording it on this machine. It's a compact machine, but of course, you know, that was after HP had bought it, and so it's a typical HP. It seems like it's a pretty quality piece of hardware. The interesting thing, now I'm not using the Fast Track. I have this Lexicon Alpha that I bought a number of years ago, and I never could get it to work with the Mac. There was never a Mac driver for it, and the Mac does not recognize it as a USB device for whatever reason, or an audio device. But the Windows, of course, there is a driver, and so I installed that, and that's what I'm using to record this with. And it's working, seems to be working flawlessly. So I'm kind of, you know, Windows is probably pretty safe as long as you stay away from too much web browsing or email. You're probably fairly safe as long, you know, and that's kind of what I'm using this machine for. The other, you know, and of course I have that netbook, that Windows netbook that I put the SSD drive into, and it, you know, I've been using it to record podcasts with lately, and it seems to do a really just a bang-up job of doing that. So, I don't know, I kind of, you know, working with Windows, I realized I sort of miss it. The other interesting thing, along with that netbook, you know, the netbook, I noticed that it just doesn't seem to suffer from noise, you know, the typical noise that I would get, sort of a buzzing, like a Wi-Fi interference kind of noise that I would get. And I was plagued with that for a long, you know, for years, you know, on virtually every recording or most every recording that I've recorded with any of the Macs, you can hear that noise. And I'm monitoring it right now as I record this, and it's perfect. It seems to be perfectly quiet. There's no Wi-Fi noise, no nothing. It's just a really clean recording. So Macs, on the one hand, you know, you think, well, a Mac has got a really high quality hardware. Well, not so much, you know, at least when it comes to the audio section. Apple doesn't seem to be doing a very good job of shielding things. So, I don't know. The problem with Apple, you know, Apple can make some nice things. I was watching there's an interesting video that I found. It was a test, that some guy from, had gone to Iceland. A couple of guys had, you know, I think one of the, I think it was the Verge website, sent these guys to Iceland to, right after the the new, iPhone and iPhone 6 were released. That same day, these guys were in Iceland, and they tested an iPhone 6 Plus against a regular iPhone, and they've got some really spectacular video. Now, obviously, that iPhone 6 Plus can really do a great job with video. You know, it's a cell phone, for heaven's sake. Does really good job with, you know, recording video with that back camera that has the optical image stabilization and so on and so forth. It really does a great job. But on the other hand, the problem Apple, that I really find so irritating. They just lock you in, and you have to do things their way, and all of a sudden they just arbitrarily change things, and they tell you, hey, you can't do it. You're not going to do it this way anymore. If you're going to stay current, you can't do it. You have to do it the new way, or you don't do it at all if there's no software. And they just kind of leave you hanging. And I don't know, I find that extremely irritating. And then, of course, the Apple stuff is always, it's pretty well overpriced. For what you get from a hardware standpoint, it's pretty well overpriced. Now, of course, the justification was, you know, at least for me, earlier on, the justification was, well, it's a better operating system. They give you a lot for your money from a software standpoint. It's really seems to be pretty stable and so on and so forth. And then there was a period where, you know, up until at least Snow Leopard, that it was very compatible. And then all of a sudden they, you know, once they moved to Lion, that ended up breaking a lot of things. And then every release since then, they've broken more things, and they take things away, and so on and so forth. And, you know, and then the other problem, the Apple products seem like they're fairly fragile. You know, they don't age very gracefully. It seems like they are really prone to all kinds of wear and tear and so on and so forth. You know, and a normal device would be just fine. You know, in a normal and, you know, kind of normal usage, you take an Apple device and it's going to get all scuffed up and really nasty looking. And you know, it's like the iPod Classic and the iPod Touch that I have. Both of those, I've still got those two, along with my iPad Air. Now the iPad Air, I've along with that iPad 2 that I gave my parents, I put both of those into cases, so they've always been protected. But even the iPad and or the iPod and the iPod Classic, the iPod Touch and the iPod Classic, both of those look horrific. You look at the backs of them, even though they've been kept in cases. You look at the backs of them, and they're all scuffed up and nasty looking, and you know, and it's just like Apple deliberately made those things to be so fragile that it's almost like they want you to scratch it, and then it's imperfect, and then it kind of gives you a justification to buy a new device because it's no longer perfect. It's got a scratch on it, or a bunch of scratches. So, I don't know. The Apple thing, really, I find irritating. And I just don't see myself buying any more Apple products. And I certainly don't see myself, you know, in the future. I'm not going to buy any new ones. The ones I have work. And there's really no point in doing anything. I've got, you know, I'm pretty well set up with computers. So there's there's rumors about, you know, Windows 9, you know, Windows 8, of course, had done away with the start menu, and then they had the 8.1 update sort of gave it back to you, kind of. And so the screenshots that Microsoft, I think I'm convinced they're deliberately leaking it of Windows 9, it, you know, kind of goes back to a regular, you know, like a start menu that, you know, that we've kind of been used to, which I think that would be a Microsoft really should do that. Go back to the start menu, quit trying to force people into the touch screen thing. Go back to the start menu. There are plenty of people that's what they want is a start menu, and quit trying to, you know, run Windows on a, you know, because they're trying to force everybody into the same interface. Well, a desktop type machine does not work with a touch interface. You need a traditional mouse and a keyboard. And, you know, if you're going to work with a tablet, then you got a different kind of an interface, you know. And so Microsoft is trying to force everything into one device. Well, at least they have been, you know, where you're, you know, same interface on, you know, all their devices. Well, that just doesn't fly. And But there's rumors, I don't know, there's rumors that they're going to be giving away, you know, at least a kind of a limited version of Windows 9. And then if you want more functions, then you might have to pay a subscription fee for it. Which, you know, I don't know how that would work. It'll kind of depend on, you know, sort of the pricing model and how it works. This desktop machine that I have here, it's got a 64-bit AMD processor that's probably more than capable of running Windows 9 once it comes out. So we'll see what happens. But so I don't know. In the meantime, I probably, you know, Vista is working fine, and I'm using Adobe Edition 1.5, and I do know that Adobe Edition 1.5 is incompatible with Windows 8, and so it'll, you know, it may end up being incompatible with Windows 9 as well. Probably would be. So, you know, probably just stick with Vista. And I'm not using this machine to browse with, and I'm not using it, certainly not using it for email. So, should be safe. But, and it's behind the router and so on and so forth. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty, there's no chance, virtually no chance it's going to get any kind of viruses or spyware or whatever, because I'm just, you know, I don't use it to do that. You know, if I'm going to browse, I'm going to use either my phone or more likely than not, it's going to be my phone. Or I've got a Mac Mini in the other room if I'm here at home that's easy. You know, that's the one to browse on because it's pretty safe, you know. And, it, of course, it's running Snow Leopard. So, but I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying using Windows. There's certain things that Windows just, it's easier to do than it is on a Mac. You know, the Apple's got their kind of their way of doing things. It's sort of their way or the highway sometimes. And, you know, they at this point, I'm taking the highway. You know, as far as any new Apple devices, and I may, you know, I can, this is always subject to change, but as far as any new Apple devices, I don't see myself doing that. You know, because the stuff's just overpriced for what you get. It's nice, and they've got all the cool software developers making the cool software and what have you. But on the other hand, you know, the only thing that I might eventually replace would be the iPad. And the iPad Air that I have it's great, works good. And in fact, the one that my parents have, the iPad 2, my old one, works great. But they made an interesting remark today. They said, "Well, we use the iPad, but it's just kind of heavy. You know, it's easier to use our, you know, my mom was saying, so it's just so much easier to use. She's got a Note 3 phone, and she says that phone is big enough. It's so easy to hold. It's you know, I just use it a lot. You know, and then they've also got a Kindle Fire, and then they've got a, you know, Kindle Fire HD, and then they've got that old Nook that I have, and they're using all the devices. They just have to," she said, "we have a time keeping everything charged." But they're really happy with the Note 3, and they don't have much installed on that Note 3, and they don't, you know, so they're getting really good battery life out of that. You know, they're able to go a couple of days with that before they even think about recharging it, you know, depending on how much they use it. Of course, I use mine quite a bit more than they do, but that's really spectacular for, you know, kind of a smartphone. So anyway, I did get an email from HSN, that Home Shopping Network, and of course, I had ordered an 8-inch Galaxy Tab 3 a tablet from them, and I got an email from them finally Friday saying that it was shipping out of Pennsylvania. So you know, I'll track that again, and you know, it's going to be UPS ground, so it should come home. It should come before I leave home again, go back to work. Should be coming, and that unit will replace the Nexus 7 that I have. It'll be replacing the Nexus 7, and of course I use that all the time. You know, I've got a dash mount. It's mounted right up in front of me in the truck, and it's, you know, it's just right there. And I really use that. I make a lot of use of that as far as mapping goes, being able to map, you know, the Google Maps satellite view, looking addresses up, looking at the satellite view. And I also use it for quite a bit for the Stitcher application, which streams podcasts. And so I use that a lot for that. And that works out really well, as well as the Google Music application, which I still subscribe to. And, you know, so if I do want to listen to music, then I have that I can stream from, plus Audible, the audiobooks. Listen to, you know, Bluetooth, with this Bluetooth speaker that I Bluetooth to it. And so that, and because that's, you know, I can do the same thing with the phone, but the phone, since the phone's not, you know, it's a smaller display, and it's not mounted right up there in front of me, it's, you know, I really don't like using it, because it's much more distracting. You know, starting and stopping audio files and what have you, it's, if it's mounted right in front of you, just, you know, what I find is if it's mounted right in front of me, right up above the dash, and, you know, then it's very easy to just reach up and, you know, press a button, you know, on the screen, touch the screen, and get it to, you know, to play or pause or whatever, as opposed to, you know, having to reach for a device and then look at the screen and so on and so forth. You know, it really is much safer and just easier to use. It's, you know, because of using those things on the phone is just, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. But so anyway, I'm looking forward to getting that, and that should be very easy to set up. Pretty much Google's got that down to the point where you just it asks you if you've got a Google account, and you put in your Google username and password, and figures out, you know, it'll ask you, do you want to restore? And you say yes, and it'll bring in all the applications if that's what I want. So I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to put on that. I'll set that up as just a completely new device, and then only put the applications on there that I'm actually going to make use of, as opposed to all the ones that kind of ended up on that Nexus 7. You know, there were a ton of applications on that Nexus 7 that really kind of had no business being on there, because there were a bunch of them that I never really used, and that's kind of stupid to have them on there if you're not going to use them. So I've really tried, like with my phone, I've tried to, the Note 3, I've really tried to kind of keep that down as much as I can. And I'm not putting applications on there that I'm not actually using. So anyway, that's pretty much what's going to be happening. You know, the dental appointment is the big thing on Wednesday, and you know, and then after that, you know, it's gonna be maybe in recovery mode. So, but other than that, I need to get out and do some mowing. The grass has kind of been growing quite a bit. So the yard needs mowed, so I need to do that, and, you know, just do the normal things otherwise that I do while I'm home. You know, just kind of hang out with various friends and hang out with my parents and, you know, just kind of relax for a few days. So anyway, I think that's probably it. I wanted to go ahead and record a podcast and not just completely kind of, you know, ignore it. Wanted to go ahead and record something, and because it, you know, the videos, of course, I, you know, kind of whenever I'm home now, I'm not doing any videos. I've been doing the videos pretty much, you know, every night when I'm in the truck. I, you know, it's really easy to record a video and upload it to YouTube. It's incredibly easy to do that, but whenever I'm home, you know, not doing that, obviously. So, you know, kind of don't expect much to, you know, certainly don't expect any videos from me. You know, if I put out any videos, it's, you know, it's, you know, it would be not planned, because at this point I'm not, not really planning on putting any videos up, you know. So, in any case, guess I'll cut this off. Hope everyone, has had a great weekend. Hope you have a great week coming up, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.